companies providing costly health insurance for employees want to make sure they're getting their money's worth. Sometimes this means going overseas for cheaper procedures. Other times that may be the only place where certain surgery is done. It's most common in self-funded insurance plans. The company that insures public school teachers in Wisconsin does not send people abroad, but We at Trust does sometimes give the option of going out of state. Executive Director Al Jacobs says it's usually for certain transplant operations.
And when that occurs, our members are free to get their health care here in the state, but when we show them the outcomes, research, and so forth, and we do pay for travel expenses for the family members and so forth, we get a better outcome for our member, which is our primary goal.
Jacob says We at Trust has never encouraged ailing teachers to go overseas for medical care and is not likely to in the future. But other self-funded plans around the country do. A health plan manager in Florida, for instance, began offering services in Thailand through its network of preferred providers. Whether or not that happens in the Midwest, Jacob says medical tourism points out the need for cheaper health care in the U.S.
And the progress is excruciatingly slow. But I think by the fact that we do have Americans that are looking overseas to try to solve their problems, that does put extra pressure on both those who are purchasers and those who are providers in this country to say, we've got to get our act together or our healthcare system in this country is going to fail.
Offshore hospitals have always attracted thousands of Americans, generally for uninsured procedures like tummy tucks. Now, some health industry analysts predict medical outsourcing will grow for other medical services because companies are trying to watch the bottom line. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.